Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. Kennedy was actually out today, so it's all about Annie. She's obsessed, obviously, with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and thankfully we don't have to watch that garbage television. Dan's turning 30 and feeling old, or at least we're making him feel old. What happens when your wife is dropping off your son at summer camp and she's in tears in the parking lot? Well, we call her. Duh. So yesterday morning while we were playing some commercials, I get a text message from my wife, Annie, and she's stressing out because Barrett is off at a lacrosse camp today. He's 8 years old, and he's going to a lacrosse camp that is in Lexington.
Oh.
And it's a very serious camp. Everything we've read about this camp is like, this is next level stuff. They're strict disciplinarians. They want to teach the kids, but it's like the next progression of just him playing lacrosse. And he loves it. He's had a great time playing. So she takes him out there yesterday, and then she texts me, and she's freaking out because he's alone. He doesn't know one kid. There are no kids from Charlestown out there. I figured he might run across a couple that he might know from somewhere in the city. None of the kids out there. So I immediately call my wife. So Kennedy and I start talking to her because she's breaking down in the parking lot after dropping him off at lacrosse camp yesterday.
Oh, he went out on the field and he's playing with some kid.
Does that make you sad that he didn't run back to the car?
No, actually he's playing with himself, but okay.
Well, he seems to have it okay then? Yeah?
I guess so.
Oh, are you sad?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
To leave him with coaches?
I would not do well with something like that. Well, there are coaches, but they're still doing like registration, so it's just the kids out there.
I can remember I went to a camp one time. I was probably about 11 years old.
You probably shouldn't tell this story.
And
Lena, don't listen.
They took me to a baseball camp, and I had never played baseball. And it was a camp like what Barrett is going to. It's for kids who play the sport.
And but the difference is you guys are good parents, and your mom was a little out there.
I didn't have a glove. I was in shorts and a T-shirt. Everybody else was in baseball uniforms with cleats, and they had all the gear, and I was just in like my surfer gear. I was so sad the entire time I was there.
Okay, but that's not Barrett.
I hope that's not going to be Barrett.
No.
Barrett's he's already playing in the middle
of
the field.
No, he's got all the gear. He loves to play.
There is one other kid over there.
Are you still sitting in the parking lot just watching him play by himself?
Yes.
Lana, you do what you have to do.
Oh, I have so much work to do today after being gone for 2 weeks. But.
What are you going to do when he goes away to sleepaway camp?
Oh. He probably sees me sitting here. Oh, Lord. He's just playing by himself. Lord, help him.
He's going to be fine. You have raised a friendly kid.
Oh. Now he's sitting under the tent alone. I don't want to leave.
Are you just super early?
No. We were late.
You sure they didn't start without you and go to a different place?
Babe, you need to leave. He'll be fine. He'll figure it out.
I know, but I'm like borderline in tears.
But I think that's a natural reaction to leaving your kid alone places, right?
I know, but why don't they just facilitate them, like, meeting each other?
But it's been 10 minutes.
In first grade, they just throw him into the classroom and say, go?
Well, he's almost to third grade, but
mean to say. Like, that's how you start school. They don't let the moms in to do anything. They just say, go.
Right.
Right?
Are the kids, do the kids look bigger than him? Are they older than him? Are they same age?
Yeah, there are a lot of older ones.
Right.
He's going to smoke them. He might be young, but he's quick.
Okay, now the coaches are, like, coming over.
And you can't talk to him all day.
Oh, God, there he is. Okay, get up, Barrett. Do something.
Get up, Barrett. Do something.
He's, like, in his little bag. This is why I think he needs a phone, so I can text him.
He's 8 years old. He's not getting a phone.
Nor would he carry it while playing.
They're all going to the middle of the field. They're all, okay, go, Barrett, go. I love that he has neon socks.
Yeah, so you can spot him from a mile away. That's the reason she bought him the neon Lax Bro socks.
Very smart.
All right. Yes. Hey, helicopter mom, go home.
Okay.
You're going to be fine. He's going to be awesome. He's a good kid. You taught him how to make friends. He's a good boy. You're going to be good.
All right. Thanks, guys. I needed that.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That was my wife yesterday dropping Barrett off at lacrosse camp.
I just want to give her a hug. I remember that. I went to a baseball camp when I was in like third or fourth grade, and I was the only girl.
Oh, wow.
And you know I don't care about that.
Yeah, but sure.
I was
like, you remember it still to this day.
Oh my God, I was like hiding in the bathroom at some point. Right. It was horrible. But then by the end of the week, you have camp friends, and it's best ever.
Oh,
but
he was so tired too. That was awesome when he got home. He about fell asleep at 5 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sure.
While eating his dinner, his like face falling into his plate.
Being a Lax Bro is a lot of work, Carson. I don't know if you know.
I don't
full time job.
Yeah, I don't have no idea.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We got a text from 71. Annie's recap got me hooked on this garbage weeks ago. First time I've ever watched any reality TV.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Push your man.
Get out while you can.
Yes, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is garbage television. But thankfully, Annie is here for us. She watches it, so we don't have to. Annie is obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette Edition.
All right, just give me a quick recap of where we are on the show.
So we're down to the final four. We're at Fantasy Suites. We only have 2 weeks left. So next week is the Men Tell All, and then is the finale. So there is a light at the end of this tunnel, my friends.
Alabama Lana, Hannah B.
Alabama Hannah. I'm like, Alabama Lana, what? So like I said, last night was Fantasy Suites. Bounce, chicka, wow.
Is that the one where the magic happens? I don't watch the show.
That's where the magic happens. Okay.
Now, there's a rumor that she had already gone to the Fantasy Suites with all four of these dudes and hooked up, right? Isn't that the rumor before the show started?
They don't get to be in a room together privately until last night.
Oh, okay.
So this is what happened. But there was two highly anticipated things that Chris Harrison has shown. So he gave us like a little teaser last week that it's Hannah talking to Luke P saying that she did the thing in a windmill, okay? Mm. And last night could have been the night that we got to say goodbye to the woat. I've been training for this. As my friend Julian Edelman said, let's go. So we're in Greece with the final four. The guys have the option to forego their individual rooms and stay together for a night of privacy. My precious gem of a man is up first, but I have to tell you guys about my tough day yesterday.
Okay.
The love of my life, Peter the Pilot, had a drama, absolute bomb dropped on him. Another ex-girlfriend came out. So first, the ex-girlfriend of Jed came out and said all of that stuff.
Right. Now he's the country singer.
Now we have an ex-girlfriend coming out about Peter, saying that they were in a very serious relationship, and he broke up with her out of nowhere. She thought that it was about another girl. She goes to his Instagram.
And sees he's on.
And sees that a Bachelorette producer has followed him. He erased all of her, like every trace of her from his Instagram. But I refuse to believe it. Batchy producers are like the CIA and like secret agent men all tied into one. The deep dives that they do on these guys, they would not allow Becky with the okay hair to ruin this. Anyways, Peter and Hannah hop on a sailboat and cruise around Greece. And they are hot and heavy on the sailboat. I mean, if I was Hannah, I would not be watching this with my parents. But the date is going awesome. And after stumbling and fumbling his way for 75 hours, he finally tells Hannah that he loves her.
Oh.
You guys remember that windmill that I said earlier?
Yeah.
That Hannah said she did the dirty not once, but twice in the windmill with a guy?
Yeah.
So we found Mr. Windmill. Can I get an amen for Peter?
Amen.
They did it in a windmill?
Did it in a windmill.
Like in a mini golf course?
A real windmill. Second date is Tyler, and this man could not get any more perfect. I mean, he looks like he was sculpted by the gods, and he's nice. What is that like? Hannah explains to Tyler that their physical attraction is amazing, but she needs it to be more on the emotional side. Instead of being a little punk, after she said that, he said he doesn't just want to use the fantasy suite for that, and he respects her.
I can stand here today and like tell you like I do love you. Like I am so falling for you, and like you mean the world to me. And like I would love to spend more time with you and just be us and enjoy this night under the stars here in Greece. And you know, a night that we'll cherish and remember forever.
Tyler.
Did she tell him about the windmill?
She didn't tell him about the windmill. See that, Luke P? That is how you should be acting, but we'll get to him in a minute. First, I got to tell you guys about Jed. Jed is like that guy, you know, in your city. He cheats on every girlfriend. He's like slime ball, but ends up dating the best women. You know those ones?
Mm-hmm. Hated him.
Jed is the only one that Hannah has verbally said that she's falling for him. So great, of course, that's the one that she picks. But Jed's insecurities put a screeching halt to their date, and he calls out Hannah.
I need some clarity on Luke.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add up to me just because I know you now, mm-hmm. and I care about you a lot. And I don't want to see you hurt, and I want to see you be with the best person that you can be with. I've seen him lie. I just don't fully understand how you can be as amazing as you are and even consider someone like him.
Fact, though.
So he's questioning her character because
she
likes this terrible person.
Agreed. I mean, I hate to say it, but I agree with him.
But she's spending his solo time talking about somebody else instead of building the relationship.
But why would Hannah have any interest in Luke?
Let's get to that, Carson, shall we?
Is this before or after the windmill?
This is after the windmill.
Is it one of those windmills that provides power, or is it like old school?
I mean, I think it provided power.
Peter the pilot provided the power.
The moment we have all been waiting for. I'm going to keep saying we because I feel like you guys are in this fight with me.
We are with you.
It's woke season. Let's go.
We finally see Luke P's ass ride off into an Escalade and never come back. Will this finally happen? So their date is in Santorini, and Hannah is so head over heels in love with him. I want to jump through my TV screen. But lucky for me, I don't have to talk sense into our Alabama princess because Luke P really outdid himself this time.
Like, I don't believe that's something that you should be doing. And I just want to make sure you're not going to be, you know, sexually intimate with, you know, the other relationships here.
Windmill.
Like, I totally have all the trust in the world for you. But at the same time, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Like, if you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
All right, bye.
This man really said that. It is 2019, and you are shaming her for who she wants to sleep with, who she wants to share a bed with. Hannah is, steam is coming out of her ears.
How is he a real person?
She is finally seeing the light, Dan. Hannah looks the woe right into his judgy eyes and says, I finally have clarity, and what you just said to me makes me realize I do not want you to be my husband. So she asks him to get up and so she can walk him out to the Escalade. He literally doesn't move until the 18th time she asks. Like, he's just sitting there pouting.
Right.
Just waiting for her to be like, no, I'm just kidding. So when they get to the car, Luke says, can I pray over you before I leave? Are you good?
Can I pray over you?
No, I don't want your prayer. You're legit the devil reincarnated. And I'm saying Hannah. He is refusing to leave. And that's when our Alabama Hannah tells Luke straight to his face that she had a time in the windmill.
Twice.
So it's been a long road. It's been a long road to the dumpster to take this giant bag of trash out, but we made it. A weight has been lifted. Justice has been served. But of course, Chris Harrison has to pull the rug out from under me once again. The clip for next week shows Luke returning and saying to Hannah, she thought that she had lost me after she told me that she did the dirty. He looks dead into the camera with his crazy eyes. She's wrong. Listen.
I'm coming back to pray over you.
I don't condone violence, but for the love of God, Tyler, Pete, Jed, someone please roundhouse kick this man in the head for me.
You know the producers weren't going to let him leave that easy.
In my Lil Nas X personality, Luke P, you have yeed your last ha. My friend, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I'm lightheaded.
You have yeed your last song.
If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. And he's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
I need more details about this windmill.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Today is Dan's birthday. It is his 30th birthday.
Hey.
Hey, we don't do birthday shout-outs on the show?
No, we don't.
You're different, though, Dan.
What I thought was funny is that Annie and I both bought Dan a gift, and it's essentially the same gift.
Yeah, I walked in this morning, and in my studio, there was a sleeve of Fireball and a bottle of Patron. And just when I think you guys don't know me at all, you show me you do.
Did you open the card I got for you? Did you see?
I did open the cards. They were very nice.
Do you want to tell Annie what was in it?
A $25 Domino's gift card.
What?
Stunting.
That is dope. So when he's...
Right. In the gift card, it says, what did I write? Like one pizza plus one bottle of tequila equals a good birthday?
Yes.
So yeah, there's a pill to reverse aging. It's right. Like tequila and pizza.
Are you feeling different now that you're 30?
I think I'm going to start eating dinner earlier. Yeah. Yep. I've already hated kids for a while, so I had that one grandfathered in.
You're on the other side of it now.
I mean, no, I've been 40 since I was 16, basically, so right. I don't feel super different.
All right.
But I mean, I don't know, it's just a number. It doesn't really bother me too much.
I'm it's not such one of a those, good birthday, though.
I'm not one of those people that have like an internal freak out about turning 30. I don't know.
30 was bad. I remember 30.
Did
30
you have
sucked.
A tough one?
Yeah. I remember 21 was weird because I was in the Army and I was stationed in Korea. And so everybody was drinking like they were idiots over there anyway. So it didn't matter that I was turning 21. I was in a country where it was legal from when you were like 12. But when I turned 30, I'd been divorced and, you know, all of that mess. So I just remember it being crappy.
You know, it's weird. I think I cared more about 29 than I did 30.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, no, my 20s are almost over. And I don't care.
Yeah, there are two decades of people younger than you now.
Mm. Like, oh, damn.
Yeah. You're all stupid.
You're 30, flirty, and thriving, though.
Yeah, so I think we're going out after the show.
Yeah, we are.
Annie sent me a text at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, said, put your drinking pants on tomorrow. We're going out after the show.
Doing a bar call?
Taking my friend Dan out.
Yeah, I don't think I can go, unfortunately. I got to pick up Barrett from camp.
You and your family life. Really getting in the way of my stuff.
I know, when Annie told me, I was like, well, when are you going? She's like, right after work. And I was like, oh, I got to pick up Barrett. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Barrett can come. He's 8, put some hair on his chest.
Yeah, so anyway. Well, I can't say happy birthday to you because that would violate corporate policy.
Listen, I'm not special. We don't do birthday shout-outs.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Wherever Dan wants to go. Wherever the wind takes us.
Well, Domino's for sure. We got a $25.
Well, obviously. I hope you know that I get to split the pizza with you.
Your voice is just recovering from Levitate, though. Like, I don't know if that's a good idea for you.
She's a good friend. She's willing to die for me today.
I am.
I mean, you stayed up late last night to watch The Bachelorette, I hope.
I would put my life on the line for Dan.
When's the last time you've slept?
Dan, 2002 is the last time I slept.
In utero.
And he came in this morning. She's like, I'm sick of people.
I am. I can't do it. But you know what? I'll suck it up today.
Yeah. Did you have people come into town and stay at your house for Levitate?
So we stayed down at my sister's house because she just bought a house in Marshfield.
Oh, I'm sure that's nice of you.
What do you mean?
To just crash your new pad. Hey, I'm coming in for the weekend with my friends.
Did you stay there for like 3 days?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, she was like, get out of my house.
Pretty much by the end.
Is it just her?
It's her and her boyfriend. And then me and my best friend from school.
Oh, that guy loves you.
Right? Getting up in the morning. I'm like, who wants coffee? They're like, everyone get out.
Get out of my house. That's what I want. That's why she moved out and Annie moved in her first weekend away.
I'm like, I'm here. I'm back.
That's what you get for moving. If you move in Marshfield, Annie's coming for Levitate.
How many bedrooms do they have in their place?
Three,
okay.
Yeah, so, and I don't take up too much space.
Is your house empty now, finally?
My house is finally empty.
Living like a commune over there.
Honestly, it's hard.
So you're going to rally? You ready to go out today?
Dan, I would do anything for you. I love your birthday more than you do, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, yeah. Let's see what your voice sounds like tomorrow, because we're going to go hard today.
I'm scared.
From the 781, happy 30th, Producer Dan.
Thank you, 781. I love you.
From the 774, 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah, you get
30,
it.
30, flirty, and thriving. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Andy's more excited than you are.
Legit.
Have you had a shot of Fireball yet?
Not yet. Am I allowed to? Because I don't poke the bear.
Right?
I didn't see anything.
But I woke up to shave this morning. And I shaved my cheeks and totally forgot to shave my neck.
Oh, you can't tell.
And I feel like that is a strong representation of the first 30 years of my life.
There it is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, so over a million people have signed up to join a joke Facebook event. Take a listen to this.
It was a joke, but one the Air Force is taking seriously. A Facebook post announced a plan to raid the Air Force base in Nevada, known as Area 51, which has been at the center of UFO and alien conspiracy theories for decades. More than 1 million people have signed up for the Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us, event slated for late September, in which which the Post declares, "We can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens."
This is crazy. A million people have signed up for this. It was started as a joke. And now they're wondering, taking it seriously, like from the Air Force, the federal agents.
Yeah, the government is not playing.
No.
Right. And I just, I don't know if people understand Area 51. First of all, I believe in aliens. I might be the only one on the show. I don't know.
No, I believe in aliens. I don't think they're at Area 51.
Oh, why?
Because it's the government. If they were hiding aliens, they wouldn't hide it in the place we all know about. It'd be in some faraway place we wouldn't even know existed.
Yeah, but see, like that's the exact reason that they're doing it.
The best place to hide something is out in the open.
Yes.
Not when a million people in a Facebook group want to storm it.
I don't think people understand what Area 51 is, and you just can't roll up to the fence and say, "Hey, let me in."
Right.
It might be 30 or 40 miles just once you get in the town, you understand what I'm saying?
It's not a museum. Yeah. There's not an Area 51 gift shop you can go into.
Well, no, there is an Area 51 gift shop. That's where the million people are supposed to meet. But that's not at Area 51.
Carson, they said that they were going to throw pebbles and just run really fast. That was the game plan.
Can you outrun their bullets, though?
I'm not entirely sure of that, Dan.
I love it. Storm the gates. Screw it.
Honestly, if I was there, I'd go.
It's a bunch of dudes with like wispy neck beards and the truth is out there t-shirts just running at a fence.
Okay.
Show me the aliens.
Over a million people have signed up. How many dudes do you think show up to the Area 51 gift shop?
Out of a million, I'm going to say 1,000. Maybe.
Really?
A couple, yeah. Mm.
I feel like it's going to be more than that. I'm going to say like 20 to 30.
20 to 30,000?
Yeah.
Annie, that's a legit movement.
Really?
I really think people are going to do this.
No, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a lot of morning shows sending like their stunt monkey dude out there.
Send me out there.
You want to go?
Same. Can we go together? I'm loving you.
I'll storm the front. Screw it.
Annie, it would be very popular.
Yeah, you'd be the only girl there.
The more I think about this, I like this idea.
You know what, though? No matter what happens, I'm happy because we're going to get memes.
Yes.
If they show up, memes.
So many good alien memes.
All right. Let's start a petition to send Annie Area 51, a GoFundMe.
Perfect.
To send you to Area 51. When is it? In September? It's like the third week in September
something like that.
That's perfect. Yeah.
The truth is out there, Annie. You're going to find
truth
it.
Truth is and out there.
The Facebook is actually aware of this. And they're like saying, this is what they said. The Nevada test and training range provides flexible, realistic, and multidimensional battle space to test and develop tactics as well as conduct advanced training in support of U.S. national interests. Okay? Any attempt to illegally access this area is highly discouraged. They have a right to shoot and kill you. That's what the signs say.
Yeah, highly discouraged with bullets.
Highly discouraged, though. It's not, they're not saying
not
you
totally
can't
discouraged.
Do it.
Have you ever seen any of the signs? Like, "We will kill you" is what the signs say out there.
Yeah,
New Mexico's lovely in September. Go check it out.
See?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.